Good morning. Today is January 18th. This is day 7 of Christ the King's 21 days of prayer. Through these days of prayer and fasting, we seek to see Jesus clearly in our lives. Today's scripture reading is from John 5, verses 1 through 18. Now there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool, in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has 5 roofed colonnades. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am going another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, take your bed, and walk." And at once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to take up your bed." But he answered them, "The man who healed me, that man said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk?'" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, as there was a crowd in the place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you are well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you." Today's reflection. God always knows our struggles. Through the thick and thin, no matter the battle, God knows what we go through day in and day out. As we see in the beginning of John 5, verse 6, Jesus already knew the paralyzed man's sickness and how long he had been dealing with it. However, sometimes it can be difficult to feel God's presence during life's toughest roads. Whether with finances, jobs, family, or sickness like this paralyzed man, trusting that God is with you can be a blur. How can we see God through this blurriness? True clarity comes by taking action. When we walk with Him, God always provides us with the strength and ability to get through life's bumpy roads. Jesus told the man to get up, take your bed, and walk. The paralyzed man didn't question Jesus' direction. He was obedient and took action. The man did not realize at first it was Jesus who spoke to him. It wasn't until later when Jesus reappeared in verse 14. The man did not unmistakably know it was Jesus until well after he obeyed. Let us always remember that God is with us even when we can't see Him clearly. The beauty of our amazing God is how He works in mysterious ways. When life gets blurry, we must take action on His plan. God will always place the right people, things, situations, and circumstances in place at the right time. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for being so loving and caring. You created each of us in your image, each with unique reflections of your glory and love. Help us to see the strengths you've given us and the abilities you give us each day. Lord, thank you for being with us, even when we feel distant from you. Your love never gives up on us. Help us to stay obedient to your word and to take action so that we can see clearly when life gets blurred. Your work is good and complete and lacks nothing. We love you, Lord Jesus, forever and always. Amen. Blessings in your day. We hope that you have a great day. We at Christ the King pray that you enter into a deeper relationship with Christ today.